Today we're building a graphic style edit from scratch in Ableton Live 12, an Amen style call and response riff you can resample and play as a groovy roller instrument. Keep your tempo around 174-176 BPM. We'll chop an Amen break into two complementary parts, a call and a response, turn those slices into MIDI, extract and apply the break's groove, add stock processing, resample the result, and slice it again into a playable sampler or drum rack. Everything uses Live 12 stock tools so you can iterate fast. What you'll end up with: a 1-2 bar riff that alternates call and response, a processed resampled audio loop, a sliced instrument for live sequencing, and a groove applied clip that locks into a timeless roller pocket. Let's jump in. First, prep your Amen style material. Create a new live set, add an audio track, and drop in your Amen break or a similar percussive break. Double-click the clip. Enable warp and set warp mode to beats. Make sure the seg BPM matches the project or nudge warp markers until the break sits in time. Find a 1 or 2 bar phrase with a call and response feel, maybe a snare slash hat figure followed by a fill, and set a loop brace around it. Enable loop. Next, create the call and response structure by chopping. Duplicate the audio clips so you have two parallel clips on the same track, CMD slash control plus D. Rename one call and the other response. On the call clip, shorten and remove sections, so it plays a short, punchy phrase. Use sample start slash end edits or split a transient, select a point and press CMD slash control plus E to isolate the hits you want. For the response clip, emphasize the backbeat fills and lower frequency hits. Try reversing small slices, or pitch transposing the clip slightly in the clip transpose field around -2 to -7 semitones to create contrast. Convert your audio to MIDI slices for flexible sequencing. Select the consolidated 1-2 bar audio region and right-click slice to new MIDI track. Choose slice by transient. Default to simpler or drum rack depending on how you want to play it. Live will build a new MIDI track with slices mapped across pads. Open that track, audition the slices, and delete any irrelevant pads so only the pieces that form your call and response remain. Now program the call and response in MIDI. Create a 2-bar MIDI clip on the sliced instrument. Program bar 1 as the call pattern with higher, snappier slices and bar 2 as the response pattern with lower or longer slices. Quantize lightly. 1/16 is a good starting point, but leave small timing variations to keep it human. To lock the riff into a roller pocket, extract the groove from the original audio clip. Right-click the original break clip and select Extract Groove. That places a groove into the groove pool, which captures the micro timing of the Amen. Select your MIDI clip. Pick the new groove from the groove dropdown in clip view, and nudge the timing and velocity percentages in the groove pool to taste. Small amounts, 20-60%, often feel most natural. Next, set up processing so your resample captures the character you want. On the sliced instrument track, add stock devices, EQ hate to remove muddy lows, saturator for gentle drive, auto filter or filter for sweeping tone control, and a rhythmic delay like ping pong delay or delay set to dotted 1/16 or 1/8. Add glue compressor lightly for cohesion and a utility, to control width and gain. To resample the processed riff, create a new audio track and set its audio from to resampling. Arm the audio track. In arrangement view, set the loop to the 2-bar riff, hit global record, and play so the MIDI runs, while the resampling track records the entire chain and returns. Stop after a few repeats. Trim the recorded audio and consolidate it with CMD slash control plus J to make a clean loop. Aim for peaks around -6 dB while recording to avoid clipping. Make the resampled riff playable. Right-click the consolidated resampled audio and slice to new MIDI trap again. Choose simpler slicing. Map the most musical slices to a new simpler or drum rack, so you can play and program variations. In your new MIDI clip, add subtle dynamic changes. Accent call hits with higher velocity and pull back on response hits to create push and pull. Slightly automate filter cutoff or delay feedback across bars to maintain interest without breaking momentum. Finish processing. Use EQ8 to carve space. Consider cutting 200-400 Hz if it muddies the mix. Add soft saturator for presence, and send a small amount to a short, bright reverb with a high pass on the return so the riff sits in the track, but stays percussive. Watch out for common mistakes. Don't over-quantize. Perfect grid timing kills groove. Don't resample too hot or too low. Aim for healthy peaks around -6 dB. Make sure the resampling track is armed and your recording post-FX if you want the processing captured. Use Beats Warp mode for percussive slicing. Complex modes can smear transients. and avoid overprocessing the resampled riff. Preserve attack and transient clarity. A few pro tips: extract grooves from different parts of the break and blend small amounts for nuance. Use a subtle tempo sync dotted delay on the response to create a trailing echo that nudges momentum. Record multiple resampled passes, dry, saturated, filtered, so you can slash B and layer. Automate tiny sample start jitter or plus or minus one semitone transpose between repeats to prevent fatigue. For extra movement, duplicate the riff. Pitch one copy up an octave and low pass it, then blend underneath for sheen. Try this mini exercise. Make a two-bar loop from an Amen-style break. Slice out a one-bar call and one-bar response into MIDI. Apply the extracted groove. Add EQ8 and a saturator. Resample the two-bar riff. Slice that resampled audio into simpler, map 4/6 slices, and program a 4-bar pattern that alternates call and response with one delayed echo on the response. Give yourself 30-45 minutes and aim for a usable 2-bar riff you could loop under drums. Quick recap: you found and warped an Amen-style break, chopped it into call and response, sliced a MIDI for sequencing, extracted and applied groove, processed with live stock devices, resampled the processed riff, and resliced it into a playable instrument. Keep saturation gentle, retain attack, use groove for tuning, and resample multiple passes so you can pick the best take. Finally, remember the mindset. Treat this as sound design plus groove work. Work fast, iterate, and resample often. Consolidate before slicing. Use transient slicing or fixed length slicing depending on the material, and choose simpler for quick pliability or drum rack when you need prepared processing. Small imperfections, tiny timing nudges, slight pitch wobble, uneven velocity, are what give a timeless roller its life. Trust your ears, resample a few variants, and pick the take that feels right.